Welcome back to the Point Five Initiative. Comics Brew is a regular interview series, so irregular that I cannot remember the last time I did one of these.
Perfect.
Which speaks both to my intestinal health and Comics Brew itself. So first and foremost, I'm Josh, and over there's Adam.
Hello.
And today on the show we've got Andrew Broman from the Comic Dads.
Hey, my second invite. I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah. This time we're lacking Peter and John, but that's okay.
Good times will be had by all.
I hope so.
Still banter and merriment.
Right. full disclosure, we're just coming off of doing a Waited for Players video, so if you watch that, some of these questions might be very similar.
But I mean, the promotion's the same.
Absolutely. I hope that everybody goes over and enjoys Andrew and I playing 1001 Spikes while Adam watches us fail terribly.
Failing miserably. Yeah. There was many a curse word uttered.
Yeah.
Spikes coming out of nowhere. It's not just a clever name. There are
1001 of those goddamn things, yeah. last year we met Andrew right before RenCon, and this year
at the Oktoberfest Trenchers.
Yeah. And this year RenCon's coming around again.
Yeah, we managed to impress enough people that we got to do year two. We got some legitimate sponsors now, and a lot of cool things happening. Brought in some real guests. The vendors and the artists are still coming back because they get to sell their stuff anyway, so
sure.
they'll come back to sell. But we got some legitimate guests and some awesome panels again. Expanded the science stuff, expanded kind of the cosplay panels, and there's a lot of good stuff this year. A lot of good guests, a lot of good interviews and things to see. And nice. It's spread out all over the Renton Pavilion as opposed to last year, where if you came end October, you were hanging out in a bunch of tents that some of them were heated well, some of them were heated badly, or in the Red Lion itself, which the layout was more confusing than a baby in a topless bar, so...
That is confusing.
Yeah.
Unless it's like one of the strippers' moms, like, you know.
Everywhere is mama.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Right on. Now we were lucky enough to be at the convention last year, and you were kind enough to give us some press passes for this year. What can we look forward to as far as Comics Brew goes? Like, what's there for us? Just because I know you cater to us, so I appreciate it when you do.
Well, I mean, for your family of broadcasting, we of course got a lot of that science stuff we talked about.
They're Science Nights is going to have fun there.
The Science Night should definitely have some fun. But for the hardcore comic stuff, we've definitely got a lot of the memorabilia type stuff. The vendors are hitting all of that hard.
Like, sure.
A lot of the Retro Gaming Expo vendors are coming, plus Comic Hut from Renton, plus Hills of Comics in Auburn.
Right on.
So they're bringing some good comic stuff for all you fans out there trying to score a deal. I know I've got a couple friends that they go to the cons, score deals all the time. So it's definitely worth checking out on that front.
You know, last year Chris sold that whole fucking long box of comics for like $20.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember that.
The guy just was like, "You're serious?" And Chris was like, "Yeah, it's fine." And the guy's like, "Cool." Just kind of walked away with it.
Yep, that was Egypt. And we still have the long box.
Awesome.
Good times had by all.
Totally forgot it was Egypt.
you're fine. A fool and his money are soon parted. So.
No, it was. I think it's a great deal. Chris had a bunch of cool comics.
Yeah, there's some good stuff. He dug through it and found some stuff that was like specifically for me. Like there was some Dungeons and Dragons comics and that kind of stuff. I'm like, I remember reading these. So there was a lot of gems in there for no real monetary value, but definitely for
sure nostalgia for purposes,
nostalgia or... and entertainment value. And now you know, I'm holding on to.
So,
more comics.
What are you personally looking forward to at RenCon this year?
The interviews. And last year, we tried to interview most of the artists and any of the vendors that really wanted to come banter with us for 10 minutes. And I had some of the greatest discussions with people that I'm like, this interview is going to suck. But I'll fight through it. And some of the conversations I had, I mean, Tom Cook, we got to be total fanboy for. Mm-hmm. All, you know, drawing our Saturday mornings growing up for in every capacity. And then some of the authors and some of the artists were a lot more intriguing than I thought they'd be. Like, you think artists, you're like, oh, they just sit in their cave and wait for inspiration to find them. Like, they're listening to The Cure, waiting for inspiration to grab them. But they were a lot more interesting and outgoing, and it made me feel more comfortable at cons. Like, we went to Emerald City later that year, and I had absolutely no problem going up and talking to anybody. It just it set me at ease to be more myself and be like, hey, this is what I want. You think you can do it? And
Absolutely.
Instead of, well, you know, I really liked you in this, and let me fanboy on you for a minute so you'll do something nice for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, I mean, and I'm sure there'll be...
So that's what you're looking forward to this
year? That's what I'm looking forward to. In Egypt,
Your counterpart. Your doppelganger.
The other, my photo negative. The other comic dad. No, we're going to have some fun because we're going to... Egypt's the cosplayer. I always find it difficult to pull something together, but we're cosplaying the first day, and we're pretty excited about it. We're going to go as Ogre, and he's going to just wear a red sweatshirt with Alpha Beta on it, and we're gonna pull the Revenge of the Nerds and just walk around, nerds!
Nice.
So that'll be fun, but Egypt's excited because Michelle Harrison is coming to the Comic-Con, and she was Flash's mom in The Flash, Barry Gordon's mom in The Flash, amongst some other things, but his admin name on Gotham City Memes, which is our big meme page, like they've got 400,000 followers or something.
Right on.
But he's Reverse Flash. So Reverse Flash will get to talk to the gal that he killed over and over and over.
Like I said, the Waiver Players thing, I think I've seen her die 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. And I don't find myself with the time to do all the watching I'd like to. I mean, we talked on Waiting for Players, the 3 games, I've probably 120 hours of gaming that's just sitting on my shelf whenever I can put it in.
If you have The Witcher and you haven't done it yet, that's I did 127 hours in that game.
Yeah, yeah, just on Witcher. And that's not even the Syndicate or Elder Scrolls Online, which they just launched Morrowind, a couple months ago? And
Yep.
Morrowind was my favorite Elder Scrolls game, so I'm surprised I haven't ponied up some dollars for that. But, you know, still having fun. It's nice to see the Comic-Con grow and gain exposure. Like, I mean, the thing that really took me and struck me back was last year for the Renton River Days Parade, we put a all-points bulletin out for anybody who wanted to cosplay and walk with us in the parade. Well, we got our cosplay guys in our planning group, me and Egypt threw all the kids in something cosplay, threw them on the truck, and then we had this dude who dressed as Elsa in high heels walk with us last year. And that's what we had. This year, we had like 50, 60 cosplayers, including Elsa. He came back.
Good.
And
you want that solidarity.
You want that continuation. I think if he shows up next year, I'm going to make him our Where's Waldo in the picture to give a pass away or something. I think that kind of hilarity needs to continue. But it's, you know, I definitely like that we're also not taking ourselves completely seriously. Like, we're not like, well, we need to make this or the other. You know, we got to start charging this. We're still trying to make it a city event year round. I mean, the Stormtrooper cleanups with the 501st are going on. Sure. The 501st marched with us in the parade, and they did a dance-off with the Chief of Police of Renton. Darth Vader and a Stormtrooper did a dance-off in the middle of the Renton River's Day Parade.
Nice.
So, I mean, trying to just make it something where it's Renton and it's unique. And
you don't often hear that. Like, I want to make something cool to celebrate Renton. Really? Why?
I mean, I bartend downtown. And if you had asked 20-year-old Andrew, 24, 25-year-old Andrew, hey, go downtown and play at a Comic-Con and work at a bar there, and I'd be like, screw you. There's nothing. But downtown Renton's actually getting a lot better than
what
you know,
it used to be.
What it used to be. And it's funny because you look at, like, Tacoma's getting a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle, Georgetown, you know, like, all these areas, West Seattle, Burien, White Center, they're all getting a little bit better. But, you know, then you visit Everett, and Everett doesn't change.
Yeah. A lot of little local Northwest geography there for everybody.
If you're keeping up.
Yeah.
I went to high school in Snohomish, and then I've lived all over in my jaunting. So I can name every borough up and down the I-5 corridor.
Anybody in New York just heard Burrow, they're like, fuck him.
Hey,
Burrow.
Small community within a community.
Sure.
Is that better? Oh, wait. No, don't worry. The New Yorker's 5'1" and grabs his cock more than anybody else.
All
that's
right.
That's the angry New Yorker we know and love.
Gotcha.
Joe Pesci waiting to kill you.
So when is
oh, we should probably City? Talk about it. Yeah. September 16th and 17th. So it's coming up, what, a couple weeks from now?
Yeah. Yeah. This will be out next week. So yeah.
A couple weeks from now. Tickets are going. We've got a VIP package, which includes a VIP party at Virtual Sports the Friday before, so that'd be the 15th. And that's got a meet and greet with a lot of the celebrities, play laser tag, play VR sports. It's an awesome place to go. If you haven't gone to Virtual Sports, go check it out. It's phenomenal. There's a lot of fun things to do there. But if you want to spring for the VIP package, you can meet everybody before the con.
Right on.
Get the weekend and then call it good.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Now I know that you the thing that excites the Science Nights and, well, me, because I'm part of that, is that you're bringing Stephen Smith back.
Oh, yeah.
And Stephen Smith's coming with some other scientists with him, and you guys have expanded your kind of scope as far as adding more scientific
thing. We've always kind of wanted it to be the catch-all of a con. Like, we don't want to specifically be cosplay. We don't specifically want to be comics. We don't specifically want to be
retro gaming.
Like, we want it to be whatever your nerd is, whatever your dork is, whatever your fandom is.
Sure.
There's something here for you. And it's a way to experience a con a little bit cheaper than your Emerald Cities or your Rose Cities or your San
PAXes.
Diego's or your PAXes. You know, it's the point is to make it approachable for everyone. But I mean, we got Steve, we got Morgan Basford and Tim Lloyd from Blue Origin. And talking space exploration, spaceships. I mean, we've got a lot of expanded science coming. And I mean, you met Steve last year. That guy is a crack up a hoot.
Oh, yeah. Adam, that was probably our favorite part of RenCon last year, wasn't it?
That panel that he did?
That and just meeting him. So, because we've kept in touch with him since then, so...
Yeah, no, he's a great guy.
He's awesome, yeah,
and
definitely.
How we managed to sweet-talk him to come into Renton
right
in the end of October, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Like, that's out of the guests and panels and all that, that was out of my planning process. But however we did it, it's great. And it's nice to see them want to come back. I mean, I know a lot of the vendors and artists from last year, like, when they were done, they're like, so when's it going to be next year? Like, that was their immediate follow-up.
Sure,
so
yeah.
It's nice to have people want to come back again.
Yeah, for sure. It's got to be a compliment to not only you, but to your whole team, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, like I said, I do the food and the beverage side of it. That's kind of being the bartender and that kind of thing, the big alcoholic, I mean beer drinker on the team.
Ah!
you know, that's kind of where my skill set falls into. But we've got, like I said, where we're trying to catch everything, we've got somebody that specializes in everything. Like, they do a lot of panels, or they do a lot of cosplay, or they, you know.
Sure.
Granted, we read a lot of comics, but.
Yeah. So I have to ask, last year you had your Kylo Ren beer. Do you got a beer this year?
Oh, yeah. Four Generals is doing it again. So we had Kylo Ren-Con IPA. Nice red IPA last year. That was nice.
It was delicious.
Everyone said it was a little malty, but.
Fuck them.
That's what I wanted. I told the brewer at Four Generals, I'm like, I want a nice kind of autumn IPA, and I thought that was a great autumn IPA. Mm-hmm. So this year, because we're talking mid-September, so like the fest times, the Oktoberfest
yep.
type stuff starting to kick off, so we're doing a golden ale. So it's Dragon's Horde Golden Ale, Four Generals Brewing again, and it's doing it for the dragon that we built at RenCon. If you snuck off the main our big tent, and then we had this little spot off to the side where Brienne was getting built, and it's just this dragon sculpture about 6 feet tall, and it's awesome. It's at Evergreen Market right now in Renton.
Okay.
So if you are a purveyor of
fine
the marijuana
cannabinoidal goods,
fine cannabinoidal goods, yeah.
I don't think that's a word, but
we can make it up.
It's fine.
If you're down with the green, you can go
you know
get
I mean.
Some and go visit Brienne. And so we're doing something in tribute to her, trying to get her finally placed. We've moved her three or four times. Mm. I don't think Evergreen Market's her permanent home, but it works for now. And it's definitely been a little bit of a haul moving.
Yeah.
Brianne, from time to time, get a pallet jack going, get a big old truck, wrap her up, and, yeah, and down the road you go.
Well, watching that thing be built last year was crazy.
Yeah, and it was, it continued because we didn't quite finish at RenCon. So the month or so of work that it took after that was all done downtown Renton, I think at Arts Unlimited, just in their window, so you could be walking downtown and see the dragon kind of change and evolve and yeah, get finished.
Nice.
So, yeah, no, it's fabulous. And, you know, if anybody's got, I don't remember what it was, thinking $25,000 and they want a dragon in their front yard, go to the GoFundMe page for Brianna and you can decide where she goes.
Before we get out of here, I want to hit up some personal nerdisms for me and you. What are you guys into reading right now? Or do you still split between Marvel and DC?
Well, Egypt definitely keeps me splitting on Marvel and DC. I've actually branched out to a lot of the independent stuff.
Good. Good for you.
The Aftershock, the Pestilence, and the Unholy Grail, I've been reading a lot, and I enjoy those a lot.
I haven't heard a single one of those.
Pestilence is great. I enjoy it. It's imagine, if you will, that the Black Plague wasn't really, you know, the bubonic plague and rats and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if it was really a zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
And they had to fight that. And they had to go through all the holy principles of, you know, finding the Pope, seeing what the Pope knows. And so that's,
gotcha,
that's kind of fun. And Unholy Grail is, again, kind of alternate history type stuff. Is what if the Holy Grail was really an agent of bad and Merlin was a bad person sending the Knights of the Round Table to go get him? So when Gawain the Green comes back with the Holy Grail, he's the last knight standing.
Uh-huh.
And what bad can come to the world from that? So
that's awesome.
It's been a lot of fun, and I'm still waiting on Stranger Comics to get me Vampire Hunter Mars number 2, but Niobe's good from Stranger. And yeah, I mean, I'm trying to branch out. If something looks good, I'm one of those comic book guys that I'll buy the first couple of issues even if it's bad. You know, like,
I started that way, and then I went, oh, this is a bad idea. This is a bad way. This is an easy way to fill up space.
It's an easy way to fill up space. It's an easy way to burn through some money. You know, like, if I'm going to try something till it's dead to me, like Infamous Iron Man.
Yeah, so, you shouldn't. It's okay. It's so that, bad. That comic is bad.
We've all made
you were,
this.
You were so stoked about it.
I was jacked up for it. It was great. I'm like, yeah, Doctor Doom, it's Iron Man. What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, it's a gimmick. That's right. Shit.
It's a Fantastic Four movies worth of wrong is what could go wrong.
I've been burned by that before. We're finishing up Secret Empire right now.
Yeah,
I'm upset that they they suck.
it definitely makes Civil War 2 look so much better. Like,
which is bad, because that was a terrible freaking movie, too.
Or movie, comic. I still stand by the fact that the Accused and the Fallen and the Accused out of Civil War 2 has touched me in the heartstrings, sure, more than any comic in a while.
Individual stories, they can absolutely do that, but as a whole,
it was bad.
Secret Empire and Civil War II have been pretty terrible. At least Secret Empire had a cognitive reason to do it. Like, it came from a Captain America story.
Yeah.
Civil War II was just like, hey, let's remember that movie's coming out?
Yeah, let's try to capitalize on it.
Yeah.
Batman Metal.
That is great. That's loving Dark Knight's Metal.
Egypt's into it. I've read it. It's
confusing.
It's deep. Yeah, from somebody who didn't read
all of Scott
New
Snyder,
52,
yeah,
and definitely, I mean, he's the Snyder freak, so he's like, yeah, it's great. It's the greatest thing ever written. I'm like, what the hell does this mean? Why are we? What's this?
I do like that. They're kind of branching out into what the power of nth metal is, which is what makes Hawkman and Hawkgirl fly.
Yeah.
So if you ever want to get into weird DC, there's this metal that lets Hawkman and Hawkgirl fly, and then you just go from there.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what they've set you up so far with, and we've got a whole ton coming out this week, I think, because last week I thought they were supposed to have a lot of the metal released, but
they didn't. It'll be for it'll be when September starts. There's going to be a whole bunch of metal stuff.
And then
probably the day that this episode airs is that metal is going to explode.
And then there's the Nightwing one. What Nightwing just came out that I was excited about because I've always loved Dick Grayson and Nightwing as a character.
No idea.
His branch where basically he beat the hell out of the Justice League and is basically taking over the world.
Gonna have to, I don't know, gonna have to look that one up. But for sure, DC is definitely hitting it a little bit harder than Marvel is right now.
DC is, I still...
But they change, they go tet to tet all the time.
They go back and forth a lot. The Generations is kind of hit or miss, but it's setting up that 10,000 BC or 100,000 BC.
Yeah, which Ghost Rider on a mammoth.
Ghost Rider on a mammoth, Odin wielding Mjolnir. Agamotto, not you know, the Eye of Agamotto, but Agamotto himself.
Yeah, the actual doctor.
A Black Panther. Who else? They had some chick.
Just everything back in the day.
everything Marvel is known for, and every like hint they hinted at from history, back in the day.
Back a million years ago.
Yeah, because they hinted at Odin in the Jean Grey Generations.
Yeah.
Because they've got a Phoenix Force. That's what it is. They've got an original Phoenix Force, and they hinted in Jean Grey Generations that Odin and the Phoenix Force had a thing.
Of course they did. Oh, I saw that image where they're kissing.
Because apparently Marvel's new thing is just have everybody screw everybody, and then we can cross-reference it however we want to.
Here come all the kids.
This is the story with Odin and the Phoenix
right on
being a thing. But we'll see what happens.
Well, I don't know. You have a special promotion for RedCon that our listeners can get a hold of, and then that's how we'll end the show.
That's not a bad way to end it. Yeah. No, it's Nightwing New Order.
Okay, gotcha.
It just came out.
Gotcha.
I had to look it up on my phone while we were chatting because, well...
That was bugging you.
It's bugging me.
Yeah, it's
sometimes,
fine.
Sometimes things do that. But so Renton City Comic Con, September 16th and 17th. At the Renton Pavilion, so downtown Renton. And if you got your badge, you can go get discounts at a lot of the restaurants. Downtown, that's my part of what we planned. But 16th and 17th, if you go to the Renton Chamber of Commerce to buy your tickets, which is where you got to do it because they're helping put on the event, and put in the promo code ComicDads, no apostrophe, just ComicDads, one word, like you were typing a hashtag, you get 25% off your ticket. So if you want to go to that VIP package, you're like, you know, it's a little pricey. I don't know if I got that scratch. Now you get 25% off by putting in the promo code.
And
if
you just Comic Dads, all
Comic
one
Dads,
word?
One word.
No syllable, not no, syllables. No, no
apostrophe.
Punctuation anywhere.
No,
just
no
comic
punctuation.
Dads. Right on. And where can we find Comic Dads?
Comic Dads, we actually have our website now.
Yeah.
We're big boys now. We've got a business card. We've got a website. We're on Facebook. We're on SoundCloud. The website is www.thecomicdads.com. We're on Twitter, but we're both twits, so we're still figuring out how to make Twitter work. We're doing that, and we keep running into people being bartenders that want to unload stuff. Like, we just got a bunch of stuff from, like, Microsoft, San Diego Comic-Con from years ago.
Sure.
To give away, like, there's some cool stuff in there. It looked like there was a Halo promo, a lot of that stuff.
Sure.
So if you want to win some stuff and fill up your man cave or piss off your girlfriend or do whatever, we've got we've got giveaways to happen, and we're giving away passes too if you come out to Four Generals for the trivia night that I host on Tuesdays. I'm giving away passes up until the event. Online and buy them. Pay attention because we're trying to give away passes to get more people down there having fun because it's going to be a great event. And
nice.
for a Comic-Con at the end of the season, you can't really miss it. I mean, if you don't go to Rose City and blow your load there the week before, come to ours and you'll get away for, you know, half price.
There you go.
Nice.
Right awesome. On. Well, thanks very much for stopping by. And we'll see you guys at RenCon on September 16th and 17th.
Drinking many a golden horde.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
See you later, guys.